Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Shermin, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with your other co-host, Krista. Hi, Krista.
Hi, Shermin. This is Krista. Glad to be here with you today, and hello to everyone out there.
We are so thrilled to have a special guest back today on our show, Dr. Tina Wang, also known as Dr. Enerjoy. She's an old friend from our coaching training days, and she's been on our show several times in the past, and we always have a great time talking with her since she's such an inspiration and always has such good information to share with us and our audience. If you missed any of our previous shows on Sky's the Limit Radio, you can always listen to them at blogtalkradio.com/Sky's the Limit, where all our past shows are archived.
Dr. Tina has a PhD in neuroscience, and she's a holistic healer for a happy and healthy brain. She researched underlying causes of mental and cognitive disorders for over 18 years in academia, and now she helps clients release subconscious barriers that get in the way of personal, professional, and health goals. She gives talks, leads workshops, and gives interviews throughout the Washington state and online. You can sign up to follow her blog and receive her top 10 tips for a happy and healthy brain at www.lifelongenergy.com/happy-healthy-brain. So welcome back to our show, Tina. It's so great to be talking with you again.
I'm delighted to be back. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome, Tina. It's a pleasure to have you on our show again. So today we have a slightly different format for our show than usual. We are going to open up the mic to our audience, and Dr. Tina will take questions from callers. I think we have one particular caller with a variety, and she's going to work with us as well, on a variety of health concerns and perhaps shed some light on underlying causes. So let's get started right away, and let's go with Tina. First of all, give us a little background on you and some of the things that we can expect today.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Shermin. I think it was already mentioned in the intro that my background is in neuroscience and epidemiology, and I was passionate and still am about underlying causes of mental and cognitive health problems. And got very excited, actually, after I left the Western medical field, or actually I wasn't in it at that time, and that was what spurred me to leave it, was finding out that I could ask questions directly of the subconscious to get at underlying causes. I had been facing a lot of frustration with the limitations of research, the fact that you have to get, I was looking at Alzheimer's disease, and you have to get incredible numbers of people to be able to incorporate all the risk factors, all the possible underlying causes in one model. And you have to, and so what that meant was that you had to get so many people in your studies that it became really literally impossible. And so I started to see real limitations in what we could do in epidemiology, the field that I was in, to figure out what underlying causes. And when I found out we could do it directly in humans by asking questions of the subconscious, I had to learn more. And so that's what I do. And the method I use is called the body code. It's developed by Dr. Bradley Nelson. And today we are going to be talking about the wisdom of the subconscious and what kind of information you can get from it, because it blew my mind. It's changed my life. And it's enabled me to go from, a lifetime of depression and anxiety and trauma to getting over all of that. And having more happiness and productivity and much better relationships than I could have ever imagined, 5-10 years ago before I started this work. So I'd like to introduce our listeners to more of what's possible so that you too can really benefit from the wisdom that's possible.
Yes, the title of our show is What Your Subconscious Can Tell You. So I'm really excited to kind of see you demo for us what our subconscious can tell us. So would you like to get started with, I think there's three areas that you'll focus on today, conscious beliefs, any kind of unresolved medical issue, or anything related to exercise and nutrition and sleep. So would you like to get started?
Sure, yeah. So let's start with the emotional aspect of what we can do with the body code. There is actually a subset of the body code that maybe some listeners might have heard about. It's called the emotion code, maybe not. But what that is that we can identify an emotion that's trapped in our bodies. And Western medicine used to believe that all their emotions were housed in the amygdala, which is the emotional center of the brain. But there's more and more evidence showing that emotions are actually can be anywhere in our bodies. The work by Candace Pert is a great resource for understanding that. But Dr. Bradley Nelson discovered, he was a chiropractor, and he discovered that there were people that needed to keep coming back over and over again. He didn't seem to have enough power to really change them in a permanent way by doing chiropractic work, until he discovered the concept of the trapped emotion. And he discovered it when he realized, when I do adjustments on the table, oftentimes people have emotional releases. And what's that about? Well, emotions can be trapped in our bodies, and they get released. They can get released during physical work, right? So massage therapists might see that as well. I know I had a pretty powerful experience that in a yoga class, for example, decades ago. And so, because emotions can get trapped anywhere in our bodies, they can inhibit us from recovery of, it could be physical issues, pain, for example, is a common one, but it can also impact our habits. It could impact our ability to recover from disease and injury. And, of course, it can inhibit our behaviors and affect our emotional state. So that's just, our stress levels and so forth. So it has huge impact on our ability to move forward in life, whether it's in health, wealth, or happiness. So what I think we should do is a demo of what it looks like to identify a trapped emotion and then release it, okay?
That sounds fantastic. Yes, let's do it.
Yeah. So I'm wondering which of you would like to do that demo with me.
I think, were you going to do that with Nancy, who's on the line?
I'll do it with Nancy. Nancy, are you game?
Yes, I'm game.
Okay, excellent. So what we're going to do is, I think, let's just, why don't we do it along the same topic as what we're going to also discuss beliefs as well. One of the things that a lot of people struggle with is abundance. So I thought I'd bring that up, and Nancy volunteered for that. So would you, and typically, just to tell people in terms of how I work with people, we'll take one subject, and whether it's abundance or anxiety or depression or a health issue, and we'll start to look at it from a top-down perspective of asking the subconscious, what do we need to do to help this person, you know, get more abundance or get over anxiety or whatever the issue is, right? But there are also legs to an issue. So there's other underlying aspects that need to be addressed. We're not going to have time to go into all of those deep level issues that contribute to abundance, but we're going to just get at the surface today because abundance is typically something that's been happening for a long time, and it will take a long time to actually completely flip, right? There's many aspects to this, but let's at least get started with Nancy to give a demo of how this works, okay? Nancy, do you have water with you? Are you well hydrated?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. All right, so do I have your permission to ask questions of your subconscious?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask your subconscious to see if there are any emotions, trapped emotions, that are getting in the way of your abundance. All right?
Okay.
Okay, so I got a yes. Ah, and this would make sense. I got shame, trapped emotion of shame. And I just need to say up front that everybody has, almost probably everybody in the world has shame. If they actually, people who don't have shame, I'd be very concerned about. They're probably sociopaths.
And Tina, not to interrupt, but I'm wondering how, for people that are listening that may not know how you do this, how do you actually get the answers as to, you know,
that
you're sharing with us? Yeah.
Thanks for asking that. So what I'm doing is I'm using a method called applied kinesiology. It's muscle testing. And so what I'm doing is I'm doing something with my hand that gives me a signal. And I, you know, if I work with people long distance, and much of my work is long distance, I can surrogate, I can act on their behalf to get questions of their subconscious. So with their permission, my muscles will, you know, I'll act as a surrogate for them, and my muscles will give me a yes or no. So I'm just like, you know, it doesn't matter what my muscles are doing. But, you know, say the typical method with applied kinesiology is that somebody, a naturopath, might ask you to extend your arm, and they test the strength of your arm. And your arm will test strong to something that's good for you and weak to something that's bad for you. So I'm doing sort of a variation on that as a surrogate and getting yes or no answers. And
okay.
With the method of the body code, I have an extensive chart system I can use. We have just one chart for the emotion code, the emotions, but there's a much more extensive chart for everything else as well. So I'm looking at this chart and testing along this chart to see, you know, is it in column A or B, and then which row is it in, and then going down the rows to figure out what the emotion is. Okay?
Okay, thanks for that explanation. Yeah, that's helpful.
Yeah, thank you for asking. So I'm getting a trapped emotion of shame, and we're going to find out a little bit more about this. This is, again, a very common emotion, nothing to be ashamed of. I'm getting that it's inherited, okay? And this neat thing about what I do is we can identify which ancestor it came from. So we're going to do that because we have to in order to release it. So it's from dad's side of the family. Actually, it's inherited from dad. So let's see. So it goes back to grandpa. Does it go back farther than that? No, it's dad's dad. Okay. So shame inherited from dad's dad. So what we're going to do is I'm going to release it. And I have a magnet in my hand. Okay. You can hear it. Maybe you can hear it. It's a Nikan magnet. And what it does is I'm going to bring it down my governing meridian. And if she was here in person, I would bring it down her governing meridian. Now, the governing meridian is a super highway of all meridians. It's the meridian that it's basically all the meridians, which are the energy channels through the body that you see in acupuncture, right? That's what they use. The governing meridian is the meridian that they're all connected to, okay? And so it goes from your nose all the way down to the base of your spine. And again, I'm acting as a surrogate. So she doesn't need to be present for this to actually be affected because I'm doing it in her, as a surrogate. And I know that sounds rather magical, but that's the way energy medicine works. And I can tell you incredible stories of what I've been able to do using the surrogate method. So I have no doubt that this is not woo-woo. This is legit, because I can tell you lots of stories. Okay? So anyways, what we're doing is we're releasing the trapped emotion of shame inherited from her grandpa. And so I'm going to bring this magnet down my governing meridian with the intention to release it 10 times. All right? So here I go. So releasing the resonant shame inherited from her grandpa and releasing from all his descendants. All right. So I'm getting that it's gone. And the neat thing about this is that when I did release with the intention of releasing it down the family line, so that means that it should have been released from not only her grandfather, but her father, who inherited as well, her, and Nancy, do you have any children?
No.
No? Okay. If Nancy had children, it would have gotten released down through her family line as well if she had children that inherited it. But she doesn't, so it just got released from three people, regardless of whether her dad or her grandfather is alive. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And how would Nancy kind of know or feel the difference as far as that something has been released? That's an unconscious belief.
Some people can feel something right away, but with one trapped emotion, it's very rare that it's very rare that people would notice something. But Nancy, let me ask you, did you notice any difference when I released that?
No.
No? Okay. And again, it's very rare. Once in a great while, I'll work on somebody who's super sensitive and they'll notice something. But usually with one trapped emotion, it's just not enough. Now, usually, like, for example, the thing that's most obvious and clear that people will notice is pain. And so if somebody comes to me with a pain, you know, usually we have to release maybe, I don't know, an average of, it could be just 5, but it could be 20 trapped emotions or different underlying causes. And people will start to notice that shift pretty quickly. Other things like abundance, you know, that may take a while. You know, usually what happens at the end of a session, and my sessions are 45 minutes, so we're not just releasing one thing, we're releasing a lot of different things. But usually at the end of a session, I'll ask people, so, you know, for example, how do you feel like, you know, in raising your prices, for example, that could be an indicator of abundance. And somebody will go, oh, yeah, no, yeah, I think that's something I can do now, you know, whereas they might have said it's not something they can do. Or they may feel nothing. They just may feel, it doesn't feel like it's getting in the way anymore. And then it takes them a little while to process things and then to realize, oh, yeah, I'm raising my prices. How did that happen? So
I see. Yeah. Just to give you an idea, Tina, we have about 10 minutes left. So just to kind of give you a timeline.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. So we've released the trapped emotion of shame. And I think another thing we're going to do is demonstrate that we can identify belief systems as well. And they just can definitely get in the way of abundance. So Nancy, are you okay with me releasing a belief system?
Yes.
That's getting in the way of abundance? Okay, so let's see. So I'm getting, actually, you have a program belief, and this one, unfortunately, is not a great demo one, so I'm going to release it pretty quickly. And the reason why is it's because it's inherited, and we don't need to know the specifics around that. It's from your mom. Well, let me clear this, and then we'll see if we can find one that's from you, okay?
Okay.
So clearing up the program belief, inherited from my mom, and releasing from all the descendants. So that's gone. Let's see. Is there any from her? Yes. Okay. So this is a negative program. So you've got a negative program that's interfering with your abundance, and I'm going to have to identify it. So this could take a little bit longer, but let me just see what we can do. So is it about money? No. No. Is it about... it's about abundance in general. So it starts with abundance, abundance won't be something, abundance won't be, let me, abundance won't let me something. Ooh, Nancy. If you have any ideas around this, let me know. Abundance won't let me get, it won't let me get something. What would that be? Do you know?
Healthy, happy.
No, it's not that. Won't let me get, it's about how she feels about herself. No. Teeth or
appreciated.
Appreciated. Yes. Excellent. Yes. Okay. That's it. Okay. All right. So she's got a negative program. Abundance won't let me get appreciated. That's a great thing to identify. Now you have a limiting belief behind that. So we have to identify. So this is kind of a three-layered belief system. So we're kind of getting at the roots of this. So behind that, is it about abundance? About money? It starts with my money. Is it about appreciation? No. My life? Is it about ability to bring in money? Yes. My career? My intake or abundance? No.
To keep a sustain abundance or money?
Is it about that? Yes. Oh, ability to keep money? Yes. Is that exactly it? Yes. Oh, my ability to keep money. Good. Thank you. My ability to keep money won't last? Yes. Is that exactly it? Yes. There we go. Okay, and you have a faulty core belief behind that. And is it about her ability? Is it about abundance? Yes. I won't have. Is it about money? Yes. I won't have enough money. No, I won't have the money I need. Yes. Is that it? Yes. All right. All right. So what we need to do is we need to start releasing from the roots on up. Okay. So we have a faulty core belief of I won't have the money I need, and I'm going to release that from you with your permission. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. So releasing the faulty core belief, I won't have the money I need. Okay. I'm getting it's gone. All right. So we're going to release the next level up, which is, my ability to keep money won't last. All right. So releasing the limiting belief, my ability to keep money won't last. All right. And now we're going to release the negative program. Abundance won't let me get appreciated. Okay. Releasing the negative program. Abundance won't let me get appreciated. Okay. So now I'm getting we need to replace this with something. Okay, so what I'm getting is we need to replace it with my ability to keep money can last. Okay? So I'm going to install this belief. All right. Installing the positive belief that my ability to keep money will last or can last. Let's try it again. I'm installing the positive belief that my ability to keep money can last. Okay. All right. So I'm getting that's all we need to do on that. How do you feel, Nancy?
Well, as you were getting to the beliefs, I was getting anxious, and each time you released, I felt release, and now I feel at peace.
Yay!
Yeah, thank you.
Excellent. You're welcome. Wow. You're welcome. I'm hoping that will help. Those are great things to release.
Well, excellent. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you so much for being, the guinea pig for the demo. This sounds like wonderful, information that's hopefully helping you a lot in the future.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. And I don't know, Tina, thank you, of course. And if you wanted to do anything else, we have a few minutes left. I'm not sure that you could do a whole, cycle of what you just did. But
yeah,
maybe you want to just tell us a little bit kind of how you did that or what all was part of that. And then maybe towards the end of that, let us know, you know, how people can find out more information about this.
Yeah. Well, so I was basically muscle testing or using applied kinesiology throughout the whole process to just get yes or no answers to get at those belief systems. She did help me today, and oftentimes I don't get clients that know as much as she does, but we were trying to go quickly because of our limited time. So that was really mm-hmm. helpful. Get her input. And so, yeah, so I just released using the same formula. I think what I want to, because we don't have enough time to do demos on the other things that we were going to talk about, I want to just briefly give people a better sense of what's possible. So the other things that we would have done if we had more time were the things that I could have done are, for example, if somebody has an allergy or has allergy issues, we can actually identify what people are allergic to. If somebody has like a heart disease or, you know, any chronic disease, you know, whether it's dementia or anything like that, or concerned about getting it, we can ask, and it could be anything, we can ask whether they're sleeping enough, whether they are eating the right kinds of foods, whether they're getting the proper amount of exercise. And that those kinds of questions, there's tons of questions that we can ask. Those are just some big examples. And then so the subconscious knows. So, for example, if somebody isn't drinking enough water, I can identify how many glasses of water they're drinking, let's say 8 ounces of glasses of water they're drinking on average, and then how much they need to drink, right? So I can get all the, you know, or I can identify how much sleep they're getting and how much they need to sleep. So, for example. And the other great thing that we can help with is unresolved medical issues that nobody has had answers to. And so, for example, one common example of what I work with people on is rashes, you know, that they've had all their lives. And after working with me, we often find an underlying pathogen that's never been discovered that they may have had just right before they started to show symptoms. So, you know, that can be very helpful and get them started on a path to getting over these lifelong conditions. That's just an example of what's possible. There's so much more, and there I have a interview that I can send to to listeners if they'd like to know more, because I have so many stories to tell, including mm-hmm. about a client who recovered with Alzheimer's disease, pain that's gone away lifelong, people who are not getting able to get pregnant have gotten pregnant, There's just the daily stuff of getting over depression and anxiety and limiting beliefs that have gotten in their way of abundance or whatever it is, decision making and mm-hmm. so much more.
You actually had set up a page for our listeners, right, where they can go to get some free resources from you. Could you share that with us?
Yeah, sure. So I give away top 10 tips for happy and healthy brains. And the website, I hope everybody has a pen because you're going to need one, but go to Lifelong Ener Joy, that's ENERJOY, and that's all one word, lifelongenerjoy.com, and then /happy-healthy-brain. So there's a dash in between each word. And there you'll find a landing page, which is where you can sign up, put your name and email. And then there's a little space for a secret code. And with a secret code, if you type in no limits, that's two words, no limits, you will get my interview on releasing subconscious barriers, the key to health and happiness, where you'll get a lot of stories about what is possible with this work.
Now, that no limit with an S, limits, or just one limit, no limit?
Limits with an S at the end.
S. Okay. We'll put that link on our Facebook page, the lifelongenerjoy.com/happy-healthy-brain, and the no limits code. Thank you so much, Tina. We could talk forever, but I think we are running completely out of time, unfortunately.
Krista. Yeah, too bad. Too bad we're out of time, Tina. This was really fascinating. I wish we could have had some time to talk about some medical issues as well, but perhaps we'll do that on another call in the future. We'd love to have you come back.
Wait. All right.
And we'd like to thank you and all the people who called in, the lady who called in today. Sorry. It's been a real pleasure having you on our show, and we really enjoyed the new format, so we'll probably will continue with that format in the future. And thank you, our listeners, for tuning in again today to your inspiration station, Sky's the Limit Radio. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Sky's the Limit Radio, or visit us at our website at www.skystheLimitRadio.com. To listen to recordings of past shows you may have missed, go to Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sky's the Limit. Until next time, and remember, sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye. Goodbye, Tina.
Bye, Tina. Thank you so much.